Did you bring your swords tonight? Let me see your swords. When you get them out, raise them up high so I can see them. All right. Very good. I was going to mention it to you after. Thank you. You can put them down. I was going to mention that to you at the close of our last meeting to bring your swords with you. And I forgot. And I thought, well, that's okay. We'll just see if they bring them on their own. A soldier without a sword can get in trouble. Wouldn't you say so? All right, before we open God's Word, let's ask for the Holy Spirit to be our teacher. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for your Word. Thank you that we can come together and reason together, reason in the Scriptures. Lord, we're asking that you would give us wisdom from heaven, not earthen wisdom, not man's wisdom, but we want God's wisdom. So we ask, Father, that you would bless us with the Holy Spirit as we look into one Scripture tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 26:41. A very familiar text. If you would, please open your Bibles to Matthew 26:41. Now, if you have your Bibles and you're not opening them, that would be like not pulling your sword out of its sheath. That would be strange. All right, Matthew 26:41. Let's read that together. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is absolutely strong. No, the flesh is weak, right? Now, what I want to do, I don't know how far we'll get through it, but I will be stopping on time tonight. At 8:15, I must end. Give you a little bit more time to get back to your tents and get ready. And wind down. So what we'll do is we're going to take each word and we're just going to basically come up with a basic definition for each word. I like doing that. So then that way, because sometimes you'll go over words and sometimes we don't really stop to think about what the actual word means. So the first word is what? Watch. What does it mean to watch? Somebody raise their hands. Yes. Okay, to look. Yes. Okay, to look carefully, to scrutinize. I like that, yes. To be on guard, I like that, yes. If you're a soldier and you're keeping watch, you're on guard. Ladies, keep your eyes on something. If I tell you, watch the dog, that means to keep your eyes on the dog, right? That's right, watch something, keep your eyes on something. Be aware. That's right. One definition I like. Yes. Ah, interesting. If you've been assigned to watch, your job is also to tell others. Okay. So, to watch, what I actually like, the definition I think is really powerful to me, is to give strict attention to. So if we're watching something, we are to give strict attention to it. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
So if I say, watch my little baby, and we're out on a hike on a cliff, would you please give strict attention to the baby, right? It's that important as a Christian that we give strict attention to what? The little baby Tyler, right. Why? What should we as Christians be giving strict attention to? Because it says to watch, right? Now, the rest of the verse is going to help us to know some of this. Since we already read it in context, what are we to watch out for? What should we be watching? When you look at the rest of the verse, looking for traps and temptations and snares, right? So, let's just start here. Watch means to give strict attention to be cautious. Now, is watch a passive word? No, what kind of word is it? It's an active word. So, how well can you watch if you are sleeping? It doesn't work, right? And we are in the church age of the sleeping. So, I think God is telling us here, don't be like the sleeping church. But be awake. Give strict attention to. Now, what's the second word? What's the second word? And. What does and mean? In conjunction with, also, right. Add to, is that fair enough? So we know we need to give strict attention to and add to our watching something. What's the next, the third word?
Pray.
What does it mean to pray? Does it mean om, om? No, what does it mean to pray? To talk to God. So we need to have strict attention, our eyes wide open, adding to that, talking to God. Making sense? I'd like to read Steps to Christ 93. Prayer is the opening of the heart to God as a friend. So many of you are making new friendships. Many of you have had long-lasting friendships. And when you have a long relationship, you tend to draw to each other, right? If you've known each other for a while. And then you tend to tell each other special things in your life, maybe that you wouldn't just tell everybody else. Well, we are to draw to God as a friend and tell God all the issues and things of our hearts, because we can trust our heart with God. Amen? So we're to keep our eyes wide open, give strict attention to, be cautious and aware, add to that communication with heaven. So, watch and pray that ye. Now, who's that talking to? Ye. Who's that talking about? Us, the church. Amen? Christians, the children of God. So it says, watch, give strict attention to, be cautious, be active. Add to that communication with God. And I love this quote from Spirit of Prophecy. Prayer is the key in the hand of faith that unlocks heaven's storehouse, where are treasured the boundless resources of omnipotence. So it says that you, my children, my church, my people, enter. Now, what does it mean to enter? To go in. Yes. Can you think of any other definitions by chance? I found one that was very interesting. Begin to be involved in. Very interesting. Watch. Add to that communication with heaven that my church, you, my people, do not go into and do not begin to be involved in. And of course, the next word is what? After enter. Am I boring you people? I'm sorry. Am I? No? Okay, I'm hearing more from over here than I am from you ladies tonight. That's unusual. It's been a long day, I know. So what's the next word after enter? You'd have to look into your word there. Not. What? Now, obviously, we all know what not means, right? What does not mean? Not a knot in your shoelace. What does not mean? It's a negative, okay? What does not mean? It basically means, it's actually called a general declarative form of no. So in other words, no, don't, not, nil, nada, uh-uh, right? All right, so we're going to nit, that's right, nit. We're going to give strict attention to, we're going to add to that communication with heaven, that the church, the YD campers, do not go into or even begin to get involved with, absolutely not. And then what does it mean, into? What? Okay, it means to go into, sure. But what does it mean, into? See, you know, isn't it interesting? It's a little tiny word. And everybody goes, well, it's into. Everybody knows what that means. Do we? What does it mean, into? Ah, to become part of. That works, actually. In fact, I looked it up because I was like, how would I describe into? It actually is defined as towards or among. If you are into a certain thing or into a certain group, you are going toward that group or you are among that group. Very interesting. If you're into something, you are among it. You like it. You want to be around it. So what it's saying is, watch and pray that you enter not into. So let's break it down with words that we can maybe wrap our mind and sink our teeth into. Let's give strict attention to. Be very cautious, active, adding to our watching, communication with God, connection with heaven. And that you, the church, the young disciples, are careful not to, absolutely not, do not get involved, it's nil, it's zilch, it's nada, do not go into or begin to get involved with or even go towards or among. I mean, so God's got a lot of different words there, really, if you think about it. What's the next word? Temptation. Now, let's define temptation. Or you define it. What's that? To be enticed. That's a very good definition. I'll add to it. Yes. An attractive opportunity to do wrong. An enticement to sin. I'm going to invite you to do something wrong, and it looks good, it smells good. Yes. A trap from the devil. Absolutely. A snare, as we've been reading in Psalm 91, right? A snare, a trap, an enticement to sin. Something that's pretty and sparkly, as it were, to the eyes or to the flesh. So let's reread it. Give strict attention to, add to that, communication with heaven, that you young disciples and staff members here at YD Camp do not enter into, do not begin to get involved in. It's absolutely a declarative no. You don't go towards or even among an enticement to sin. Anything that would cause us to stray from God. So the Bible is telling us, don't even go toward a temptation. Don't even go near the temptation. Stay away. It's a trap. And if we are watching, giving strict attention to what's going on around us, and we are communicating with heaven, and we've allowed the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts and our minds, guess what we're going to see? The enticements to sin. We will see the temptations for what they are. But if we're not watching, if we don't have strict attention to what's going on around us and even in us, because that's the second part of the verse, then we will not see the temptations for what they are, and we could get trapped by the devil. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
There's a lot in this verse when you really break it down. Now, moving on. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The Spirit. Now, what does that mean? The Spirit. Say again. The mind? Absolutely, yes. The spiritual man, the spiritual body, yes. Your heart. Absolutely. So, it's actually in this context, or this word is actually pneuma. It's the breath of life, the spark of life, the vital force by which the body is animated, the rational spirit, the power by which the human being feels, thinks, and decides, the soul. And all those are definitions that you'll find for pneuma. So it is the actual essence of life, the spark of life, the soul. So it's saying here to watch and pray that you enter not into temptation, because the spirit, the soul, or as we defined it the other day, the carnal, not the carnal dog, but the spiritual dog, the spiritual man inside. What's the next word after spirit? Indeed. Now, what does indeed mean? What's that?
Is,
okay. Surely. That's good, yes. Okay. Indeed. Adults may participate if you'd like. Yes.
Definitely, absolutely.
Understood. An absolute, okay. Yes. Most certainly, and yes, you're all correct. So let's reread this, putting in our different words, all right? Give strict attention to, watch, add to that communication with heaven, pray that you, the church, ye, enter to go into or begin to get involved with, not, do not get involved, do not go into, do not go among or towards the temptation and enticement to sin arising, whether it comes from within or external influences. The soul, the heart, the mind, indeed, truly, certainly is willing. So you notice that word. What does is mean in this context? It's a current state. That is exactly right. So it's saying that if we're watching and we're praying, and we're not that you enter not into temptation, because the Spirit indeed is willing. Why would the Spirit absolutely in the current state be willing? According to the Scripture, why is it willing? No, why is it willing? What? Because we're watching and praying. If we are not communicating with heaven and allowing the Holy Spirit to live out His life within us, we will not be in the state of willingness. Do you see that? That's why it starts with watching and praying. I actually wish it started with praying and watching. Because, frankly, when you have that praying aspect, then God can open our eyes. So they go hand in hand. I didn't write it, but it works for me either way. The reality is, we are in, if we are connected with heaven, then the promise of the gospel is that we will be in a current state of willingness. Is that not what it's saying? Or am I reading something into it? Let's read it together. Watch and pray. That means give strict attention to, add to that communication with heaven. Enter, that you, the church, enter not, so do not go into, be not involved in, don't even go there at all, don't even go towards or among into temptation and enticement to sin, whether arising from the desires within or from the outward circumstances, because the Spirit, the soul, absolutely, certainly, truly, indeed, because it is connected with heaven, is currently willing, is the next word. That's very powerful to me. Very interesting to chew on that for a little while. It is willing. Because, friends, even when we say, Lord, please, I believe, but help my unbelief. Please, Lord, I want to be made willing. Just the fact that we pray that prayer indicates there is some willingness. But the moment we come to God in prayer and we surrender to Him, at that very moment, our soul is going to be blessed by the Holy Spirit. And is the Holy Spirit, if He's living in me, is He willing? Is He able? Is He able to help me overcome sin? Absolutely, that's the promise. That's why the gospel's so powerful. Right here, right now, victory can be had. The Spirit indeed is willing. Now, what does that mean, willing? The Spirit indeed is willing.
Wanting to.
Wow. Yes. Not resisting. Ooh. Yes.
Agreeing to do something.
Agreeing to do it. Yeah. Yes.
Going along
with something. Man, now doesn't God want us to do all those things? Exactly. How do we get to that place? By watching and praying. You know what? It really isn't that hard. We make it more complicated. Now, I saw once a book, actually it's two binders that are like 8.5 by 5.5. And it was they're both of them about that thick. And it was entitled, "What Must I Do to Be Saved?" And I thought, that's twice as thick as the Bible. I don't know if I'll ever be able to be saved. Because that's a lot of stuff to think about. But the reality is, God is telling me right here in one verse, that's how efficient He is. Amazing. In one verse, He's telling me, if I keep my eyes open, and the only way to have them open is if you connect with me, and I'll imbue you with the Holy Spirit, I'll bless you with that. He will come and live out His life through you. Do you know that the Spirit of Prophecy says that Jesus wants to unite soul with soul? And she says here is actually represented the closest relationship that could be represented. So Jesus wants to live out His life within me, and it happens through prayer, surrender, because when you're in a prayer mode, you are to be in a surrendered mode, saying, not my will, but yours be done. And He says, if you do that, your eyes will be open. You won't even go toward the temptations, because, you know, was Jesus pulled toward the temptations? No. Was Jesus filled with the Holy Ghost? Yes. Can we be filled with the Holy Ghost? Yes! It's not rocket science. I could even figure it out. The will. The faculty by which a person decides on initiates action, also known as willpower. Well, we're not going to use that. Control deliberately exerted to do something or to restrain one's own impulses. Ready, willing, desiring to, wanting to, what? Have victory. So let's reread where we're at. We're going to watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The Spirit indeed is willing, but... Uh-oh. What does that mean? What does the word but mean?
Yes.
In contrast to.
Yes.
However. Yes. Anybody else? How about the quiet section tonight? The meditative section, maybe, right? I'm going to turn into a smoked Christian here, man. I think I'm going to smell like that wonderful hickory cheese we had the other day. Yes. In spite of. Okay. Yeah, we could use that. So it says, give strict attention to, add to that, strict attention to what's going around, be aware of what's going on around you, add to that communication with heaven, that you, church, the young disciples, enter, do not go into, do not begin to get involved with, nothing. Do not even go, don't even get close to, towards, or among an enticement to sin, temptation, whether it's inside of you or some outward circumstance. Because, let's see, the spirit, the soul, is indeed, absolutely, surely, indeed, currently, right now, willing, ready, wanting, desiring to, want to have that victory, but, in other words, in contrast to everything we just said, what's the next word? Well, yeah, the next main word. Flesh. But the flesh is weak. The flesh. Now, what does it mean, the flesh? Yes. We'll come back to you. Yes. Human nature. The body. The carnal dog. Yes. Yes. Self. Let me read it. You're all right. Let me read a couple things here. The sensuous nature of man, the animal nature, quote unquote, the animal nature with the, I would rather say the fallen nature, with cravings which incite to sin. The flesh denotes human, mere human nature, the earthly nature of man apart from divine influence, therefore prone to sin and opposed to God. That's very powerful. So in other words, the flesh is against God. The flesh doesn't want the things of God. The flesh wants the things that the world offers up. And guess what else? All the temptations may offer up. Yes. What's that? According to my watch, I got 30 seconds. Oh, I'm supposed to sing a song. So I'll just sing tomorrow or sing now? Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll continue this study tomorrow. I was asked to sing this song earlier, and I failed to warm up a little bit because it's a very high song, so I'll pray for your ears.
He who began a good work in He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. If the struggle you're facing is slowly replacing your hope with despair, or the process is long and you're losing your song in the night, you can be sure that the Lord has His hand on you, safe and secure. He will never abandon you. You are His treasure, and He finds His pleasure in you. He who began a good work in you. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you.
Is a promise of God. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much that you have promised to complete the work that you've begun in us. Lord, I ask that you would work in our hearts and our lives. Help us to realize just how special it is to be a child of God and what a privilege it is to be worked on by you, the master chiseler. I pray, Father, that you would grind off those and chip off those rough spots in our character. Help us to be made in the image of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you so much that you've promised us that if we watch and pray, that we can overcome the world. In Jesus' name, amen.